Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis and it's Monday morning. Happy Monday morning. I'm thrilled that we're all together like this, and I'm even more thrilled that we want to spend every day of this week just enjoying Jesus in the morning and then continuing to enjoy Jesus throughout the rest of the day. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. I know that every Monday morning we have people that are tuning in for the first time. So welcome aboard. Welcome to the party. We're thrilled that you are here. The purpose of the podcast is simple, actually. We want to begin a talk with Jesus through scripture and through brief conversation, and then we want to launch into a time of having a talk with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. And so we're learning together what it looks like to just develop and enjoy a conversational relationship with Jesus. So grab a Bible, your journal, cup of coffee, cup of tea, go to a spot, a space that you can count on in the morning, and let's begin a conversation with Jesus. Now, the title of the podcast this morning is The Possibility of Joy. And this last Sunday, we talked about the wilderness of relational difficulty. And that can be one of the most dark and sad and difficult wildernesses of all. And so we're going to take that theme of relational difficulty or relational tension, when we find ourselves just in, maybe at the end of our rope or having run into a wall in some of those relationships that are closest to us, we're going to take that theme and we're going to go Old Testament, New Testament, Gospels. We're going to take it deep and we're going to take it wide. And so we're going to start this morning in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and the title is The Possibility of Joy. So let's think together, and I asked this question on Sunday, but hey, let's continue to ask it. Who is that person in your life right now where it seems like the relationship has run into a wall? It seems like you're a bit at the end of your rope. And maybe you're scared and don't know what to do and have tried. And let's bring into our hearts and into our minds in the presence of Jesus this morning that relationship, that person where we are struggling the most. And again, the title of the podcast this morning is The Possibility of Joy. And honestly, as I was preaching, this verse, this passage that we're about to read just popped into my heart, my mind, and I saw it in a way that I had never seen it before. So I'm going to try to share that briefly, and then I'm excited to just enjoy the beginning of a conversation with Jesus this morning that will then last throughout the day. And so Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 2, the author says, "Fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith." In other words, Jesus pioneered what we're about to talk about. He went first. He did it. He changed the world and changed relationship with what he is about to do in this passage. He pioneered it. He broke new ground. And then it says, and you probably will recognize this part, "For the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So let's meditate on that bit for just a moment. For the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross. And what popped into my mind and my heart on Sunday, even as I was preaching, because I was talking about relational difficulty and how Jesus calls us to suffer and to die and to give up our rights so that there might be resurrection in the relationships that we hold most dear to us. And And this verse, I feel like the Spirit of God just brought it to my mind. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And I am that joy. You are that joy. And Jesus was willing to endure the cross. He was willing to die. He was willing to suffer and be rejected and give up his rights for me and for you, for the joy that was set before him, which is relationship with us. He was willing to endure the cross even though he had to undergo the shame and the pain and the agony and the rejection of it. Now that changed everything. And let's think about that for a moment, especially in that one relationship where things are so hard, we're at the end of our rope, we've run into a wall, we're hurting. And now let's apply this text to that relationship. And let's pick up reading in verse 3. Consider Jesus. That word consider means to think about, to meditate, to focus on. Consider Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners. Again, sinners, you and me, we created this wall between us and the God that created us. We ran, we hid. We are the sinners. And again, it says, consider Jesus. He endured such opposition, such pain, such sacrifice, such death for you and I. And then the final part of this incredible verse, consider Jesus so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I mean, what's so incredible about this passage is that we are being encouraged to take the same posture in our relationships that Jesus has taken with us. For the joy that was set before him, he died for you and me. And so we as disciples of Jesus, for the joy set before us, relationship with that person where things are so difficult right now, for the joy that is set before us, we must endure the cross, whatever that looks like. We must endure suffering. We must endure rejection. We must endure pain and even hurt for the joy set before us. And I love the last part of this verse because it says when we consider Jesus, that's crucial because we do grow weary and we do lose heart. And I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about the relationship that's most difficult for me right now, and I'm growing a bit weary. I'm losing a bit of heart. And I think maybe you might be in that place right now as well. And so what I want to do this morning is I want to consider Jesus. I want us to meditate on Jesus. I want us to focus in on Jesus. I want us to do what the church has been doing for 2,000 years in the morning, meditation, and just allow the one that pioneered this approach to relationship, the one who we're to consider because he endured such suffering in order to experience the joy that was set before him. And that is why this podcast has been titled The Possibility of Joy, because the extraordinary vulnerability of Jesus in this passage is he sacrificed for me, and yet he still gives me the freedom to reject him. And in our relationships, we are being called to sacrifice, to die, to go to the cross, for someone who in principle could turn around and say, yeah, thanks for dying, but can still reject us or hurt us. And yet we're being called to consider Jesus as we follow in his footsteps. For the joy that's set before us, he endured the cross. Let's consider him. So let's take 3 to 5, maybe even 10 minutes, because some of us have been getting into the rhythm of prayer and meditation and scripture in the morning. Let's take 3 or 5 or 10 minutes and just be quiet and relax and consider Jesus. Consider what it looked like for him to endure the cross because of the joy set before him. And as we're meditating, as we're considering, as we're allowing the truth of who Jesus is to just soak into our minds and our hearts, let's be asking the question, what does it look like for me to die in this relationship because of the joy set before me? We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church, or our services. Download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.